USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I believe we're going to get really good health care. Exciting things happened over the last 24 hours.
President Trump speaking at the Congressional Ball on Saturday night, referring to the federal judge's ruling on Friday that the Obamacare Act is in its present form unconstitutional. Republican Senator Susan Collins saying she believes that ruling is going to be overturned on appeal. But the Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill says
the individual mandate is the linchpin, so it covers the entire aspect of the Affordable Care Act. So if you remove that tax, then the individual mandate fails, and right. Congress itself said that the individual mandate was what made Obamacare work in the first place.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Former FBI Chief James Comey will testify behind closed doors today for GOP lawmakers about his decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her email server. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Two branches of the biggest order of Catholic priests today expected to release the names of priests accused of sexually abusing minors. The Midwest and the Maryland provinces of the Jesuits are to release the lists of abusive priests that date back more than 60 years. A Republican senator urging lawmakers to do their best to avoid a government shutdown just before Christmas. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso is the incoming chairman of the Senate's Republican Conference.
I'm working to the effect of keeping the government open. I think that's what the American people expect.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. More teenagers are vaping, while alcohol use among teens seems to be declining. An annual survey titled Monitoring the Future finds that nearly one in three high school sophomores and more than one in three high school seniors did say they had vaped in the past year. But fewer say they'd used alcohol. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Christmas party tragedy in Georgia. Family members posing for pictures on an outside deck when the structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. I just blacked out.
15 people, ranging in age from 19 to 70, standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister, her foot sticking out her boot. But I'm the only one that didn't get injured, because I think I fell on two people that saved me from getting injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point where moving their cars or helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is, and they even got a helicopter lift on it, so that was crazy.
Two people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. More Americans expecting an economic downturn in 2019, according to a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll out this morning. 33% of the people surveyed say they think the economy is going to get worse, the highest number since 2013. Merriam-Webster's word of the year for 2018 is justice. It was a top search of 74% over 2017. The dictionary says that many of the national debates over the past year have revolved around justice, from racial justice and social justice to criminal justice and economic justice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.